A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, Rosh Hashanah 28b, pagination, page 56, starting from the second line, the topic of Kavana for Mitzvahs. Kavana literally means lichavein, kivun, to put things in a direction, and it's referring to setting a person's mind frame that he's fulfilling a mitzvah. He has Kavana for the mitzvah. He is directed, he is in touch with the fact that he's doing a mitzvah. Sometimes a person can do something, either because he's doing it out of habit, or because he had a different reason to be doing it, and then suddenly he realizes, oh, it's worthy of being for the mitzvah. We have many, many cases, and each one has to be assessed on its own grounds. But, for example, a person is blowing shofar one morning. He's been practicing every morning for weeks now. And this morning he blows shofar. And then he realizes, oh, this morning it's Rosh Hashanah. Oh, wow, I just fulfilled the mitzvah. Is that true? Did he fulfill the mitzvah? Or does it have to be with intent to fulfill the mitzvah? Is an interesting case that's brought, Mishnah Brura in Simen Samach Seif Dalid. Mishnah Brura mentions a case where a Rebbe was benching together with the students. And apparently he said Hashem's name together with them. He was teaching them and it was necessary to show them how to articulate the words. And after he finished Birchas HaMazon, he realized that he also had eaten bread, and he also needed to bench. Does the benching that he did together with the children, without his intent to do the mitzvah, does that count? And these are examples of the question, does there have to be intent or not? The case that our Gemara presents on is the question of a person who is reading from the Torah, and it turns out that it's Shema time, and he wants to know if his reading counts as having recited Shema or not, and the Gemara is addressing the opinion of Rava of mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana, where the Gemara proposes the possibility that you don't need to have kavana. So according to the opinion that you don't need to have kavana, the Gemara asks the following. Third line, Eisvei, hayakari betorah, a person is reading the Torah, v'yigia zman hamikra, and it comes time for Shema. Im kiven libo yatza, the Mishnah states explicitly, if he intended, then he's Yotze, ve'im lav lo yotza, and if he did not intend, he's not Yotze. So the Gemara wonders, my lav, presumably, kiven libo lotzes. It's talking about having kavana to be Yotze the mitzvah. What other kavana could we be talking about? What other intent, what other paying attention might we be referring to other than paying attention to do the mitzvah? So it should be a proof that you need to have kavana for mitzvahs. And the Gemara deflects it and says, lo, likros. He has to have intent to read, to articulate the words. Asks the Gemara, that's not much of a deflection. Likros, hakakari. The Mishnah statement explicitly said that he was reading. He was reading the Torah, and if he had kavana, then he's Yotze. There's no question he was reading. And the Gemara explains, Bikore lehagia. He's reading, but he's reading as an editor. And we want him to be likros, to have the right intent to say it in the right way so that he could be Yotze Shema. Now, there's a bit of a discussion what it means to be Kore lehagia as an editor, and that's why you're not Yotze the mitzvah of Shema. Rashi over here simply says the word megam game. He's mumbling. Rashi in Brachos is a little bit more talkative, if you will. He says, Bikore lahagia, he's an editor, im yesh bo to'os, to see if there are any mistakes. Da'afilu l'kriya nami l'machav, and he doesn't even intend to read it, perhaps to articulate it. There is another insight over here, that when a person is editing the Torah in the section of Shema, he may very well pronounce the words the way they are written to make sure that the letters are there exactly the way we want them to be written. The vavs, for example, should not be there if they're not supposed to be there. So litotafos would be pronounced litatfas. It would be pronounced purposely without the vav. And perhaps that's the insight over here, that he's not intending to read, he's not paying attention to read or articulate in the way that he would be able to be yotzei the mitzvah. But, the Gemara suggests, it could be that if he was fulfilling the mitzvah correctly, only that he wasn't paying attention to be mechaven, wasn't paying attention for the mitzvah, then perhaps he would be yotzei. We paskin fairly strongly that a person has to make sure when he does a mitzvah to pay attention that he is doing the mitzvah and have intent for that purpose. If he didn't, it becomes a little bit delicate. According to some, it makes a difference whether it was a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbonon. Let's skip down to the end of the page, where we learn of another type of kavana. A kavana, when you want to be motzi somebody else, so you produce the mitzvah with intent to assist another person in their fulfillment of the mitzvah. So that, for example, when the person blows shofar, he would have to intend for the other people who are listening that they too should be included, so that he's producing a mitzvah that other people can plug into, so to speak. Likewise, when a person recites Kiddush, if he's reciting for himself, so a person happens to listen, that doesn't help. But if he intends to be motzi, to create the Kiddush in a way that someone else will fulfill their obligation through listening to his Kiddush, then that other person would be included. The last words of the page, Amale Rav Zera Lishamei, Rav Zera told his assistants, Ichavin, pay attention, Vitokali, and blow for me. Says the Gemara at first, Alma Kosova Mashmia Bo'i Kavona. It appears that the person who's causing the sound has to have Kavona, and that's true, that's the way we understand it. But the Gemara at first objects to it. Meisve, I'll ask you a question. If a person is passing a shul, or his house is near the shul, v'shama kol shofar kol megillah, and he heard the sound of the shofar, or the bal kore reading Megillas Esther, im kiven libo yotze, im lav lo yotza, if he intended, he fulfilled his obligation. If he did not intend to be yotze the mitzvah, he did not fulfill his obligation, asks the Gemara. V'chi kiven liba mayhava, who cares if you intended to fulfill your obligation? Heyach, the other person, the person who's generating the mitzvah, lo kamachavin adaita didei. He didn't intend to include you. You weren't in the room. He didn't see you. He didn't know about you. Answers the Gemara, Hacha b'shliach tzibur askinan. We're talking about a person who was put up to fulfill the needs of the congregation. And because he's filling that role, daite akule alma, his intent is on anybody who hears. And that's in fact the way we follow la halacha, that there are different ways to recite Kiddush regarding this kavana of fulfilling others' obligations. There are people who will just have in mind the people right in front of them. man is fulfilling it with his wife, and that's all his intent is. He doesn't realize that there's a person in the next room. He doesn't realize there's a person at the other end of the table who does not intend to make their own kiddush and intends to be included in yours. So that has to be clarified before they recite kiddush. They should know who they're including in their kiddush. But then there's a different type of situation where a person is a shliach tzibur, he's designated for the public, and a person can have that type of intent. Even at a kiddush, at a table, you could have intent, and people say this sometimes. They say, I'm having in mind anybody who listens and wants to be included. In which case, that's a global type of kavana, and it would include anybody who listens. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.